This is Wade Reth with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Hungarians handed the country's autocratic prime minister a partial victory by overwhelmingly voting no in a national referendum on whether to accept more migrants, but without giving him the greater than 50% turnout for a valid result. Douglas Holtz-Eakin, an economist who serves as director of the Congressional Budget Office and is now president of the American Action Forum, a conservative pro-growth advocacy group, commented on Trump's taxes, said, "It's either a unique combination of bad luck or he's a terrible businessman or both. I don't understand how you can lose $1 billion and stay in business." In a BuzzFeed survey of Twitter users, about 90% of those who said they had reported abuse said that their complaints went unheeded. Some of the largest citizenship application increases came from battleground states where immigration advocates have ramped up naturalization efforts. Colorado saw a 30% increase in applications from a year earlier, Florida a 40% increase, and Nevada a 53% increase. On Black Monday, protests against legislation banning all abortion swept 90 Polish citizens, drawing 24,000 in Warsaw and more than 100,000 nationally. Pew Research finds that support for the death penalty has dropped in the U.S. below 50% to 49%, down 7 points in 18 months and 31 points since 1994. More than 500,000 individual taxpayers took advantage of the same tax rule as Trump in 1995, according to the IRS, but the average loss was $97,600. Trump's $916 million loss amounted to net 2% of the national total claimed that year. U.S. PIRG Education Fund and Citizens for Tax Justice in a report on tax payment by the Fortune 500 found that in 2015, 73% of the companies maintained subsidiaries and offshore tax havens. They noted that 58 of the 500 but owed $212 billion in additional taxes, a figure equal to the total budgets of California, Virginia, and Indiana. If all the 500 paid taxes without offshore shelters, the government would receive a $717.8 billion windfall. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.